This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Hey, folks, good Wednesday morning to you from the Parmar Store Studios, 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS. Here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. 580 Live brought to you in part by Thornhill Auto Group, including Thornhill GM Superstore on the Thornhill Motor Mile. Come tag your ride, shop all qualifying offers, and get to know the new Buicks and GMCs at Thornhill GM Superstore. We are professional grade. Kayla Murphy served as our producer today. Big story in West Virginia, and you heard Chris and Carrie talking about it, during the overnight hours, we lost Woody Williams, the last Congressional Medal of Honor winner of West Virginia, 98 years old, passed away with his family at his side. And, of course, we're going to have more on that story throughout the day at WVMetroNews.com. And also, I'm sure Hoppy will cover it in detail coming up at the top of the hour. And again, a life, to use the cliche, a life very well lived with Woody Williams, and thoughts and prayers are with his family. And I'll touch on that a little bit later on. Democratic strategist Mike Plant is with us in the second part of the show, but we are one day away from Regatta, and let me tell you, Regatta fever has already hit Charleston. I mean, it really has. They started moving things in, I think, over the weekend, and so you are going to encounter some traffic problems if you're coming into the city today. Just know that you don't pull off an event like this and think that you're not. That's just the way it is. So there's a lot of road closures and things of that nature. And the city, in my opinion, has done a really good job of getting those things out there on their social media. It's been all the radio and all our stations, all the television stations, newspaper as well. So hats off to them. Just be patient, because there's a lot of things going on. One of those things going on as part of the regatta, it's going to be going on at the same time, is something called the Firecracker 5K Run and Walk, and it's a benefit for the Childhood Language Center. Megan Cutlip of the Childhood Language Center is with us. Megan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for being here. Now, before we talk about the event, you are the executive director of the Lawrence Jones III Childhood Language Center. Did I get that title right?
That's exactly right. It's a long title, but it's an important title.
Here in Charleston, tell us what kind of work that the center does.
Yeah, so we are a free speech therapy clinic to children all throughout West Virginia. We see, exactly 140 kids a week, and that gives kids a 30-minute session weekly, every week, until they graduate from speech therapy. And when they graduate, that means they meet all of their goals and are ready to be sent back out in the world and use their great speech and communication skills. So we have grown quite a bit in the last, even since I've been there, the last 5 years. We've about doubled our size in the last 5 years. So it's a great program right here in Charleston, and we're at 1313 Courier Street, and we're free no matter what.
Okay, so what kinds of kids do you see within the program? I mean, give me an example of what the average type issue you'd be dealing with would be.
We see children with a diagnosis of autism, Down syndrome. We also see kids that have apraxia, or just, you know, a modern speech delay, where they're just having trouble with their R's or their L's, their TH sounds. And a lot of times we're secondary to other clinics. A lot of kids get their speech therapy in school, and that's absolutely wonderful that our schools do that. But we we'll also see them, you know, in the mornings or evenings after they get their speech therapy at school. We also work with birth to the West Virginia program, Birth to Three. You know, they can see their birth to three therapist, but also get extra help here, or not here, but at the CLC. We also work with other, like, children's therapy clinic or other therapy services in the Charleston area to give that secondary therapy for these kids.
All right, so that's what you do. Now let's talk about this event, the Firecracker 5K Run and Walk. First of all, how many people are you expecting for this?
So right now we have over 160 signed up, and I think we're right on track to get over 200 runners, walkers. I like to just say participants.
Participants, yeah.
Yes. we do advertise it.
It would be crawlers.
Exactly. So. Well, my kids love to ride their bike. We have bike riders, I guess you can say, because my kids are registered. Mm-hmm. But we have right over 160, and then we're expecting about 200 or more. You know, right before COVID, we had over 500 participants in 2019, and then we had to stop in 2020, and then last year we had right over 200, so we're growing again, but we are so excited to be partnered with the Charleston Regatta. I think they are our, one of our headline sponsors for this. So is Encova. Our community is just so generous with supporting us and helping us, and as a matter of fact, we have raised... we're on track to raise right at $40,000 just for this 5K alone. So to put that in perspective, that gives 16 kids at our clinic free speech therapy for an entire year.
And when exactly is the event? I failed to mention that. When is it?
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Yes.
It is this Saturday, July 2nd at 8 a.m. We will be on the Canal Boulevard starting at Magic Island, running right under the Patrick Street Bridge and turning around and finish at Magic Island. If you haven't registered, you can go on our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page, the Lawrence Jones III Childhood Language Center, and we have an event created there, the Firecracker 5K, and there's a link to sign up. It's on runsignup.com, and you can just search Firecracker 5K. And you can register, or we are going to open registration at 7 a.m. the morning of the race. So if it's not going to be too late to register, we want everybody to come out and participate. And like I mentioned, it's a run, it's a walk. You can bring your bike. We always have dogs, so bring your dogs, bring your kids, bring the strollers. It's a very family-friendly, fun event. And when you finish up, you can just head on out to the other side of the boulevard and enjoy all these family-friendly events that they have planned.
How's the response been so far?
It's been great. Like I said, we've raised right at $38,000.
Awesome.
Our goal was 30. We're at 38, and you know, our registrations are still coming in. So I'm pretty confident we're going to hit $40,000. So that is amazing. And like I said, this is all because our community is so very generous. You know, between Encova, the Charleston Regatta Committee, and all of our sponsors, it's just been amazing for us.
Now, you may have mentioned this, maybe I missed it, but were you able to have the event the last couple of years because of
COVID? We had it last year.
Okay.
In the past, it's been a night run. We've kind of advertised that as a glow run. And then when we met with the committee, or met with the city, I should say, they said, hey, there's going to be some pretty big concerts. We can't tell you who it is, but it's going to be interfering with your 9 p.m.
I mean,
run.
When you talk about rolling out Martina McBride.
Yes,
and, you know,
exactly.
These different people.
So I said, okay, well, what should I do? And they said, because I said, I'm not canceling this. And they said, let's do this. So we did a morning one, and we moved it on down the boulevard just a bit. So if you've ever run it in the past, I just want to remind everybody, it's at 8 a.m.
Not p.m.
Not p.m.
a.m.
And
big
it's
difference.
Starting at Magic Island. Because usually we start right at Haddad Riverfront Park, but we are starting at Magic Island at 8 a.m. on Saturday.
And besides a lot of sweat, what's in it for the walkers?
You are helping give a child free speech therapy for an entire year, no matter their income, no matter the health insurance status. These children are getting, as I like to say, the gift of communication just from you participating in this race. It's an amazing cause. But not only that, we're going to have music and all kinds of 4th of July goodies. And
well, plus you've got the regatta all around you.
The regatta, you know? All around you. But I think one of the most exciting parts is Chick-fil-A is donating their chicken minis for breakfast for us. So that will be fun. You can come for breakfast, if anything.
When I said what's in it for the walkers besides helping out and sweat, Chick-fil-A. Did you get that, Caitlin? We're going to have Chick-fil-A. Okay.
Yes. So one of our committee members has helped do that. And so I think that's really important too.
Of course it's important.
And water, of course.
Yes. We're talking to Megan Cutlip of the Lawrence Jones III Childhood Language Center about the Firecracker 5K. It's going to be happening this Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. 580 Live, by the way, brought to you in part by Husson's, where the June special of the month at Husson's is a large pepperoni pizza with cheese sticks, only $19.99. To order online for takeout or delivery, or to find your nearest Husson's Pizza location, go to hussonspizza.com. Give us all the details again on the wins and the wares, and where can people learn more? Hit up the social media websites, whatever you got.
All right, so Firecracker 5K, run and walk. And I say run and walk. If you just want to walk it, that is so perfect because we have a lot of walkers. But it is on Saturday, July 2nd, 8 a.m. in the morning from Magic Island is where you'll register. Start there, turn around under the Patrick Street Bridge, and come back and finish at Magic Island. If you would like to sign up, you can go to the Lawrence Jones III Childhood Language Center Facebook page, and you will see our event page created there, and you can sign up. You can also sign up on runsignup.com, or you can give us a call at 304-342-7852. We are the Childhood Language Center right here in Charleston, and we will be happy to answer any questions for you.
Let me ask you this. If someone would like to help out, but you know, maybe they're going to be out of town for the holiday or something, like a lot of people travel on the 4th of July, but they'd like to, you know, make a donation, can they just contact one of those things that you just told us about there?
Exactly. They can give me a call, or there is a donation page on the race page. Again, it's on runsignup.com, and you just put in the Firecracker 5K Run Walk, and it will lead you right to that page, and you'll see it on Facebook also. And we have a fundraiser set up to raise money just from donations. So thank you for bringing that up. We would very much appreciate that also.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. Have you talked to meteorologist Brian Hughes about the weather? Because I think the weather is going to be okay.
Okay.
It looks like until later in the day. If I heard, I was actually watching that this morning. So I think until later in the day. I'm checking here real quick.
I've been watching it, and I see there's a chance of rain, but I haven't been able to see like the hourly yet.
If I am correct, I thought it was going to be like kind of the heat of the day kind of thing, like you see.
Wonderful!
In summer,
so that's even better.
But you can run in the rain, right?
You'll stay cool.
Yeah, hopefully you will. Anyway, Megan Cutlip of the Childhood Language Center. That's the Lawrence Jones III Childhood Language Center in Charleston. The Firecracker 5K Run and Walk is happening in the middle of everything else going on in Charleston, which is all good. This coming Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. 8 a.m., not p.m. It's been
that
a year
past. Right.
All
right. Magic Island.
All right, Megan, we appreciate it. Nice to meet you, and it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
920, 580 Live from the Parmar Store Studio. If there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon. And this coming Friday, Parmar will celebrate the grand opening of one of their newest locations, 1002 9th Avenue in Huntington. Stop by between noon and 2 on Friday for a chance to win prizes, including $100 gas cards. If there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon. Democratic strategist Mike Plant is up next. It's 580 Live at a Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses want to thank you for supporting local small businesses.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a sport utility spring at Thornhill. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance. Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
I'm qualified through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details.
If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, then check out RX Vitel on Charleston's west side. Of course, they'll fill your prescriptions the old-fashioned way, but they also have RX Bipack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple daily doses, perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions, eliminating possibilities for serious errors. No longer will you need to spend hours every week filling your pill binder. RX Vitel does that for free with RX Bipack. Visit RX Vitel on the west side today. They're your neighborhood pharmacy.
Some exes are a real pain in the backside. But Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of their 8 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Glendenin, Spencer, Walton, and now Kanawha City, and let them become your community bank. Visit Poca Valley online at PocaValleyBank.com to learn more about their personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at RxBytel.com.
You know, there's so many ways for you to catch 580 Live in addition to how you are now live. Go to WCHSnetwork.com. You can subscribe directly to the 580 Live podcast. Have it delivered to you on demand. You can also subscribe on your favorite players, including Spotify, Apple, Google, and Amazon. And you can grab the recorded version for Facebook and Twitter, all brought to you by attorney Larry L. Rowe. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5850 at Fruit Pharmacy. Text 304-935-5008. Caitlin Murphy is our producer today. Quick reminder, we're going to be taking the show on the road this Friday for the regatta. Dale Cooper and I are going to be doing a live edition of 580 Live from the regatta on Friday morning. Our normal Friday cast of characters will be there, including Hannah from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association with our 580 Live Taylor Brooks Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week, Jim Strawn talking live on the levee, plus maybe BT and Amanda as well. It's going to be live, and we're looking forward to doing the show live from the regatta this coming Friday. So come on down and say hello to us. On the Firecracker 5K, just got a text from Mike Pushkin, who said, I'm running in the Firecracker 5K, figured he would, and I challenge you and Mike Plant to join me. Democratic strategist Mike Plant is with us right now. Mike, are you up for that, man?
I would ordinarily be up for it, but I unfortunately have a prior commitment.
And that is sitting on the couch like mine.
Well, something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, they said you could, you know, that people walked it and people, you know, what if we could drive it?
Well, they say a lot of things.
Would that be possible if we could drive it? On a serious note, before we get into some serious stuff here, a real American hero has passed. The last World War II Medal of Honor recipient, Woody Williams, has died at the age of 98. His family issued that statement over the last. They issued a statement a couple days ago that said, talking about his last few days on Earth coming to an end. And man, you think about heroes, and I'm as guilty as anyone in pointing to sports stars or politicians. But Woody Williams was a true American hero. So our thoughts and prayers are with Mr. Williams' friends and family. Everyone has a Woody Williams story. I will say this, and Mike, I know you've got some. I was around him a few times when I worked for the Secretary of State's office. An absolute joy to be around. Such a nice and humble man, and as I said, a true American hero. So rest easy, hero. We'll, of course, have more throughout the day. As I mentioned, WVMetroNews.com. I'm sure Hoppy will talk about it at the top of the show as well.
You know, when I worked for Speaker Rick Thompson years ago, and Woody was heavily involved in Veterans Affairs issues, obviously, and one of the ideas that he pushed hard for, which I always liked, was, you know, we have a lot of roads and bridges named after veterans. So you see them, mm-hmm. You see the plaques by the side of the bridge that named after veterans from West Virginia, mostly young men who lost their lives in combat. Woody's idea was to have a larger sign saying what they had done, not just their name and their rank, mm-hmm. but something about what their service, where right. where they had lost their life or lives or what they had done. And I always thought that was a good idea. He did much more than advocate for those kind of things. He was a consistent and strong advocate for veterans throughout his life, and my dad spent 30 years in the United States Army, retired as a command sergeant major, and so I always appreciated all the things that Woody tried to do for veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, you talk about, and we put people, and that's just what people do, Mike. We put people up on a pedestal, and we say, "Oh, this guy, you know, he rushed for so many yards. That's a hero." Or this guy, but I mean, it's crap. It's really, they're not really heroes. I'm as guilty as anybody, as I said.
Like I say, I've in the course of my career, I've been lucky enough to meet a lot of important people, and I've met my share of sports figures and things like that, and I've got pictures with any number of them, but I have more than one picture with Woody Williams that when he was in an event or something, I more than once would sidle up and say, "Do you mind if I get a picture with you?" Because you had the sense because of the kind of person he was and the way he conducted himself, that this was an authentic hero,
sure,
although he
absolutely
wouldn't describe himself
way.
No,
not at all.
But that he was worthy of the affection and attention that he received wherever he went.
Yeah, you're exactly right. As I said, I wasn't around him. It didn't sound like as much as you were, but I was around him at a couple events, and he was just a very humble man. And again, a life well lived for sure. So R.I.P. to Woody Williams. All right, so let's get to it. First of all, I want to start with this: the State Democratic Party has a new leader. In Delegate Mike Pushkin, Daniel Walker has been named the vice chair. I'm going to go all Dave Weekly here for a minute. Mike Pushkin as Democratic Party chair with Daniel Walker, in or out?
In.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Why?
As you know, I've known Mike for a lot of years now. I helped him on his first campaign. There are a few people that I have been as impressed with as Mike Pushkin. Over the years, some friends called me and said, "Hey," in 2014, and said, "Hey, would you this guy's running for House of Delegates? Would you talk to him?" And I said, "Sure, I'll talk to him." So he came and we had a meeting, and they told me he was a musician, and I thought, "Well, this will be interesting. You know, he's probably be real outgoing, has a performer's kind of personality." Mm-hmm. But he was just deadly serious about everything. And he was a cab driver, and he had, he didn't have any real personal wealth or anything like that. So after my first meeting, I thought, well, he's a nice guy, you know, very earnest, but I didn't give him much chance for success. But my God, the guy worked his tail off. And I think in that primary, he walked in the 37th district. That's what it was at the time. He walked every house, every historic Democratic voter about three times.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the general, he walked every historic. He walked the voting universe in the general election about two times, in addition to all the events he went to and everything else he did. But no one will ever outwork Mike Pushkin, and there are times I don't agree with him on things, but good Lord, I mean, he goes to every community meeting that he can, which is all the time. He was at a neighborhood watch meeting the night before last night. He was at a Kanawha County Democratic Executive Committee meeting. I think he is he's a terrific leader, a terrific person, and I think he'll. He'll throw himself into this as he does everything with 100% effort, and I'm glad to see him take over the reins of the Democratic Party in West Virginia.
And Mike, I'll say this: you know, party politics aside, I think it's a good move. Both are bright, both articulate, great speakers, and I could see where they could easily energize the base. That having been said, though, these are two very progressive people by their own admission. Maybe Delegate Walker even a little more so than what Delegate Pushkin is. And as I said, they'll be great to energize the base. But can they do, in your opinion, and to be objective if you can, I know you can, but can they do anything to get back the huge numbers of West Virginians who simply no longer identify with the Democratic Party? And that's the first part of the question. The second part is there a place, in your opinion, in the modern Democratic Party for the classic West Virginia Democrat, someone that tends to be a little bit more pro-life, a little more conservative lean? Is there a place in the party for them? And how are Mike and Ms. Walker going to, I won't say attack, that's not the right word, but what is their strategy for going after people that no longer identify with the Democratic Party?
Well, I think Mike said it best the other day, is reminding people of what the Democratic Party values are all about. He told that story about going up to the convention at which he was elected and having car trouble, young man stopping him and picking him up and driving him 40 miles to the to get there. The Democratic Party doesn't believe in leaving anybody by the side of the road, about leaving anybody behind. And I think Delegate Walker, who I don't really know that well, but I've had the chance to see speak several times. If Danielle Walker, can't fire up the base and fire up a crowd and appeal to the better angels of our nature, I don't know who else could. But I know Mike much better, and as Democratic Party, the Democratic House Caucus Chair, which he's been involved with even before he became chair last year, his role was to help elect Democrats to the House of Delegates and help protect incumbent Democrats of all stripes. So he understands that what plays in Charleston may not play in a more rural district in Wayne County or something like that. And there has to be room in the party for folks who are not all the same. The Republican Party has had their own kind of issues along urban versus rural as well. Mm-hmm. But obviously, yeah, in the Democratic Party, it's going to be more pronounced. But what the bottom line at the end of the day, you getting somebody, if somebody's elected to a more rural, less blue district, they may not agree 100% of the time with the majority of the folks that come from urban districts, but they will more than likely agree the vast majority of the time, and they still by their numbers, by them being there, Democrats get more seats on committees. Democrats have a larger voice in what goes on in the legislative process. So, the candidate, you have to have good candidates for the districts you're running in, and those won't all be carbon copies of each other. And I think Mike Pushkin, having worked with the House Democratic Caucus, understands that.
Got a text here that just came in. And by the way, our phone calls, let me get this in here, phone calls to 580 Live of Services. Here's Monument Company, offering quality memorials since 1911 with locations in Charleston, Huntington, Beckley, and Parkersburg. Live streaming to 580 Live, brought to you by attorney Larry L. Rowe. Visit LarryLRowe.com or call 304-925-1333. And our texting service is provided by Fruith Pharmacy, your hometown family pharmacy. We got a phone call to get to. I'll get to that in a moment. Let me get to this text. And you can, I don't know if you were in on this, you can refute this, you can, I don't know. Texas, once selected as chairman, Pushkin started handing out pink slips to volunteers who opposed him. Does Mr. Plant believe it's wise to ostracize Democrats when the party is shrinking? I mean, is that a true story or not, or do you know, or?
Well, I think that it's not uncommon at all when somebody takes over an office to want to put their mark on that office and bring bring in their own people, bring in a new team.
Oh, now I got a story about that, but go ahead.
I understand you do.
Yes, I do.
But, how many people did President Trump keep from the previous administration in the White House? When a new congressperson takes over, it's not uncommon. I think that Mike wants to cast a wide net and look for the best possible people he can to try to turn this party around.
I hate to say, and again, there's a difference between a party and an elected official. Mm-hmm. I mean, an actual elected by the people official. To play devil's advocate, when a certain former Secretary of State that shall remain nameless, when she was defeated by a current Secretary of State, and how that story went, and I'll just leave it at that. So. But a difference maybe between the two?
I think a huge difference, yeah.
Okay, all right. We'll save that for another show. Okay, how's that? All right. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you're on with Mike Plant. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah. You're up, man.
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, as many of you know, I had a radio talk show many years ago. It seems like a lifetime ago. And almost on a daily basis, I warned my listeners that the West Virginia Democratic Party was not the party of the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. The Democratic Party here had, the Democrat Party had been taken over by San Francisco. The San Francisco Democrats completely ruined the Democratic Party here in West Virginia.
What time?
Over and over. Be careful. Watch out. Stop voting for these Democrats, because the San Francisco mindset will be here. And guess what? It was. And guess what? The Democrats finally got the message and switched parties. That's where we are today.
What time frame are we talking about, Jerry?
I don't blame the West Virginia Democrats, you know, for being Democrats. I blame the San Francisco Democrats for ruining the Democrat Party in West Virginia.
What time frame are we talking about, Jerry? Because, I mean, when did you see this changeover that you're talking about?
Oh, my God. I saw it probably back in the 80s, starting in the 80s.
Okay. All right. Mike, you want to comment on that?
Well, I didn't realize that there were so many San Francisco people from San Francisco in West Virginia. I mean,
I think you said mindset more than actual people.
I'm not sure what that even means. I wouldn't know where
it
to begin.
It means Nancy Pelosi, for God's sakes. And as long as she is in charge, the Democratic Party will fail.
Mike,
well, they didn't fail in the
urban areas.
You're going to let me talk, Jerry, or are you just going to try
I'm
to talk
get
over?
Off and listen to you.
All right, Jerry, go. Or Mike, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think that again, the Nancy Pelosi, dog whistle is ludicrous on its face. You know, this is what people like Jerry try to do is try to create these images of scary outsiders coming here to West Virginia to somehow change us. And you know you look at the people that represent the Democratic Party here today, that nothing could be further from the truth. It's frankly it's dog whistle politics, it's performative politics, it's chainsaw politics. There are two ways to be the tallest tree in the forest. Either put down roots, reach for the stars, and spread your limbs and be the best you can be, or you take a chainsaw and try to cut down all the other trees. And that's what Jerry's always been involved with.
Well, I'm trying to get Jerry's timing reference here, because he says in the 80s, and you know, he's a little bit older than I am. I did not start doing radio till the late 80s. But I would say that even as well into the 90s, I don't even see that. And I talked about the traditional West Virginia Democrat earlier, and is there a place for them? You didn't have that quote unquote, that scary, you know, Pelosi, Schumer, or whatever. You didn't have that until later. I mean, would you agree with that?
Well,
I don't.
You know, Nancy Pelosi wasn't even elected until 1987. So at the end of the 80s. So I'm not sure what the so-called mindset was. And again, the California and San Francisco of the 80s was a lot different from just as everywhere is. I mean, it's how many years ago is this now? It just makes no sense to me.
All right. We got calls to get to, texts to get to. Democratic strategist Mike Plant is here. If our caller will hold on, we'll get to you right out of the break. From the Parmar Store Studio, this is 580 Live and a Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
The brand new Generations Physical Therapy for Nitro and Cross Lanes is an Eric J. Tarr family business. Speak directly to your local physical therapist at generationspt.com.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore GX, Envision, and Enclave.
With available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers.
Swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles. Well-equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty. Long-term coverage plus. Tag your ride. Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. We are professional grade.
For qualified through GM Financial, see Thornhill. For all details.
Greer Industries. For over 100 years, Greer Industries has been providing products that build a solid foundation and pave the way to a bright future. Greer Asphalt Company has three conveniently located asphalt plants in north central West Virginia, where they can produce a superior product with unparalleled customer service. all WVDOH approved. To learn more, visit GreerIndustries.com or call 304-296-2549. Greer Industries.
Get away with Mardi Gras Casino and Resort's Big Adventure Giveaway. In June, lucky North Club members will gain one free entry plus an additional entry for every 100 base points earned. On July 2nd, one lucky winner will win a prize package of camping equipment. One will win a trip to the lodge at Geneva on the Lake in Ohio. And one member will win the grand prize trip to Tenaya Lodge at Yosemite in California. Visit Mardi Gras for your chance to win an unforgettable vacation prize package. All games are regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Come see the wonder of the reimagined Kanawha County Public Library. Yes, there are books, rows and rows of them, and lots of seating areas for reading or remote work. But there's so much more. Now you can use your library card to take home gardening or construction tools. And in the new Idea Labs, the possibilities are unlimited. Your new Kanawha County Public Library. Please visit us at our reimagined Capitol Street location. Come check us out.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
17 minutes away from 10, and if you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, check out RX Bytel on the west side of Charleston. Ask them about their RX Bypacks. Those are pre-filled pouch systems which divide up your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX Bytel on the west side, your neighborhood pharmacy. Democratic strategist Mike Plant is here. Let's go to the phones. Chris, you've held patiently through the break. You're up, sir.
Hey, it's the jackal. See what happens when you say dog whistle?
Yeah. you step right up. What's on your mind, man?
Mike, teach me something. You're a strategist. Why is the Democratic Party not demanding a special session to protect our West Virginia women from this Supreme Court decision?
Well, I can't speak for the West Virginia Democratic Party, but I would assume that if the Republican governor, with the support of the Republican supermajority, call for a special session, they won't do it in order to protect West Virginia women and their bodily autonomy and their health. That they will they'll take a step up to the plate as is being done in other Republican states, and turn the clock back even further. But I wasn't finished.
We've got a very serious issue. We've got women that have tubal pregnancies that can't get life saving care right now because of a statute that got written when people were burning witches. We need to modernize the statute. There are Republicans out there that agree with that. I think it'd be very easy to get an exception for the life of the mother. I've heard people tell me that that exists in the current statute, but the thing is, if the woman dies on the table, the doctor's on the hook for murder one. This is something that we need to do, and we need to do it fast. Our political leaders need to remember, if any of these women die and their deaths were preventable, it's on them.
All right, Chris, I appreciate your phone call. Mike, go ahead.
I would love to see this governor and the legislature come into session and pass something that clarifies the statute that protects women, especially with regard to the issue of reproductive health care. I would love to see this governor and the legislature called into session to clear up the confusion created by the statute passed in the 1880s. I don't think we were burning witches then, but that would be great. But I tend to think, given the makeup of the legislature right now, they would do more harm than good. The Democrats can stand on the steps of the Capitol all day long.
All five of them.
Yeah. Well, the governor didn't listen to him when they asked to call for a special session on giving West Virginia consumers a gas tax holiday. He's not going to listen to him on this, unfortunately. So this is some performative politics from our friend the Jackal.
Well, story posted WVMetroNews.com in 1975, federal appeals judges concluded that West Virginia's law prohibiting abortions was unconstitutional because of Roe v. Wade, which happened 2 years before. Now, Brad McElhenney's got a great story posted WVMetroNews.com. That injunction appears to still be in place.
And as Brad points out, it looks like the legislature will have to sort that out. Now, the governor, as I mentioned earlier, has kind of ridden the fence first. You know, he kind of hesitated a little bit, but indicates he may bring him in. We don't know exactly what it is right now. A direct quote from a professor of law at WVU that Hoppy had on his show yesterday. This is a direct quote, Mike. Since there's an injunction, that means the law cannot be enforced right now, which means either someone has to go to court and have the injunction lifted because of the intervening Supreme Court decision, or the legislature needs to make some law. My guess is, and this is the law professor speaking, going in and making a motion to lift the injunction would work because there's been intervening law, but we don't know. All right, so that's – now, we already know by end quote, by the way. The only provider of abortions in the state stopped doing them and canceled the neighborhood – in the neighborhood or so, 60 or so appointments. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey is expected to get involved. So you think
– yeah, I was listening to Hoppy's show when that came out, and I think he was he was surprised to learn that, as was I. So, you know, we have to be careful what we ask for. Right now, the that injunction appears to be in place, and again, according to this law professor, you know, if the legislature comes back, you know, I think that again, they're not going to clarify the law to the benefit of West Virginia women and patients. They're going to go the other way, and maybe Chris can at some later date call back in with the names of those Republicans in the legislature, in the House and the Senate, who would support codifying Roe v. Wade. That'd be great to learn who those folks are.
Text says, if the Republicans call a special session, it will be because they want to be courageous and save the lives of innocent children. Pro-abortion Democrats do not support protecting the life of the child. That's pathetic. And notice Mike will say nothing about protecting the life of the child. He won't say it because he doesn't care about the lives of unborn children.
Well, I'd love to see the West Virginia legislature. Of course, that's ridiculous, but I'd love to see the West Virginia legislature, Republican supermajority, come back in and do something about, since they care about children, do something about the foster care crisis. We had a chance to do that in this last session, and it was killed. So there are more than 7,000 kids in foster care who are suffering right now. I'd love to see some action on that.
All right, tell you what we're going to do. I got a little computer issue going on here, so I got to get this straightened out. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be back right after this. 580 Live brought to you in part by the Charleston Dirty Birds, your hometown baseball team. Go to dirtybirdsbaseball.com for more information. We're back after this. Plenty of text to get to on the flip side of this from the Palmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live and the voice of Charleston, WCHS.
The brand new Generations Physical Therapy for Nitro and Cross Lanes is now open. Get your appointment at generationspt.com.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a sport utility spring at Thornhill.
Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance. Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
Qualify through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details.
Trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe, affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage. 866-GIVE-CAR. Car.
Dirty exterior? Don't scrub it. Wet it and forget it. Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Wet and Forget works over time with Mother Nature to eliminate unsightly black and green stains on the exterior of your home with no scrubbing, power washing, or bleach. Use Wet and Forget on all your outdoor surfaces, including decks, siding, roofs, and patios. Wet and Forget is available as a concentrate or extreme reach hose end. Purchase Wet and Forget in-store or online at Lowe's, Menards, Ace, or Walmart.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's West Side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
It's 9 minutes away from 10. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Food Pharmacy Text, 304-935-5008. Democratic strategist Mike Plant is here for the Food Pharmacy Text Line. Dave, after hearing what Trump did on January 6th and still willing to vote for him, says a lot about West Virginia folks on the Republican side. You been watching the whole January 6th thing, Mr. Plant?
Unfortunately, I've had to work during the day, and I've missed watching it live, but I've watched a lot of the experts. Yesterday was a blockbuster day with the testimony of Cassidy Hutchison, who was the a top aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. I mean, it was stunning to me in its breadth. I mean, one of the things we learned that was Trump was informed about the threat of violence by his supporters, but was unconcerned by it. He asked that the magnetometers be removed even after he was told that some of the people were not coming into his event, into the secure area of his event, because they were armed. Other things that we heard about where Trump refused to call off the mob after even being told this information. He only agreed to do that video on January 7th. This was extraordinary to me that he did a video on January 7th calling for a peaceful transfer of power, but only did so after members of his cabinet met to actually consider invoking the 25th Amendment. I think this is unparalleled in our history, and I know that if you're a Trump supporter and you're a Republican, it's you want to back your guy, but these are Republicans who are by and large who are testifying to this. So I say, don't listen to the political class. Don't listen to hacks. You know, listen to what other Republicans are saying. Republicans who were hired by the president or hired by the people that he brought into the White House. You know, General John Kelly, H.R. McMaster, John Bolton, Dan Coats, General James Mattis, Rex Tillerson. These are all, you know, Republicans who have spoke out against and not just Republicans. They're Republicans that Trump hired, who said at the time of their hiring they were the best and the brightest, and that's why he was bringing them into his administration. So, you know, again, don't listen to CNN, don't listen to MSNBC. Just listen to what fellow Republicans have said and are saying about what happened on January 6th.
At one point, the Lady Cassidy said that the president said, this is a quote, "They are not here to hurt me."
Yes.
That's what she testified, right?
Which begs the question, who were they there to hurt?
Let me knock out some text, Mike. Just because people are Democrats as a texture doesn't mean we are fans of Nancy. The morals and values of Democrats are what matters. And that's just where we are, I think, in party politics, whether it's Republican or Democrat, is that if you're a Republican, you automatically, they assume that you back everything that Trump does, and the same with the Democrats. You know, you automatically, you know, support everything that Pelosi, Schumer, or whatever does. I think it's that's very unfair.
Yeah.
Text says, Dave, from a former Democrat, if your guest is saying that the West Virginia Democratic Party hasn't changed and went way left, he's delusional and fraudulently portraying his current party. Delusional, Mr. Plant.
Well, okay. Well, that's ad hominem attacks are the vestige of weak arguments. Obviously the both parties have changed over the years, but not as much as the chattering class would have us believe, and neither party is a monolith. But you know, the parties represent, especially the Democratic Party represents, a big tent of ideas and policies. And to say that we are in league or in line with Nancy Pelosi, I mean, it'd be more persuasive if the caller had realized that she wasn't elected until 1987 and nobody was talking about Nancy Pelosi back then. So it's one of the first laws of logical fallacies that I learned in philosophy class was guilt by association. And neither party is a monolith. You know, getting back to the January 6th issue, It really is a monumental event for our country, in that our democratic institutions were threatened in the way that they were, and this kind of stuff happens when institutions are weakened, and that, I think that's what the legacy of Donald Trump will be, is he weakened our democratic institutions by making his personality the preeminent importance over anything else. Rod Blagojevich, the former Democratic governor of Illinois, was convicted and sent to prison on corruption charges for trying to sell a Senate seat. I mean, bad things happen, or people in both parties do bad things, mm-hmm. and they ought to be held accountable to it when they do.
Texas, can Mike explain to us why Democrat voter registration is down? Or why most of them went independent? The answer is this. West Virginia Dems don't want progressive policies that the name Democrats have adopted. I don't know if you had a chance to hear the show yesterday, Mike, but I talked about this story that came out in the Associated Press, and this is not a West Virginia thing. This is nationally. It was rerun in the Charleston Gazette Mail. In the last year, 1 million Democrats have left the party. It's not rural America. They're talking about suburbs of Cleveland and Pittsburgh and Atlanta. 1 million Democrats have left the party in the last year alone, and they cited reasons like the COVID lockdowns. That was one of the reasons. They cited the economy, which I still think the economy is going to be a far bigger deal come election time than what Roe v. Wade was, but go ahead.
Well, it's like Walt DeVries said in his famous book, Southern Politics and Transformation, years ago, that the South has been Republican for 20 years. They just didn't realize it. So I think you're seeing a lot of people who have were registered Democrat and who made that switch, but hadn't bothered to change registration. There's obviously some of that going on. We're in a down economy with high inflation, and when you do that, the party in power suffers. So. It's a worldwide, the inflation issues and the energy cost issues are worldwide. They weren't all caused by Joe Biden, but the party, first of all, the party in power after the
president. But Mike, if I can interrupt just 1 second, the changes have been happening well before the economy went in the tank with West Virginia specifically switching independent or Republican and nationwide. You get the last 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, I think that as we come out of this recession and as inflation gets under control, you'll see the tide swing back.
All right. Are you a betting man? I'll leave it at that. I don't think you FCC.
What do you got? Show me your money.
Well, it'll be lunch with me and you. It'll be lunch. It'll be food related. Mike Plant, it's always a pleasure to have you here, man. Thanks a lot. I do appreciate it. And sorry I didn't get to all of your love texts today. I'll try to get them all when you have you on again real soon. Tomorrow, the mayor of Clendenin, Kay Summers, is going to be here. West Virginia Secretary of State Mac Warner's here, and some of the wrestlers taking part in the Slack Plaza Slam as part of the regatta are going to be in the studio as well. I'm out. We'll see you tomorrow. Until next time, have fun. I love somebody.
WCHSAM 96.5 FM Charleston, 104.5 Cross Lanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here too.